Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Every week, someone comes to me, whether they're a new client or a returning client, and they want to show me their beautiful new logo and inquire about protecting it for their brand. And they're often surprised when I turn around and I say, the logo is lovely, but frankly, I care about the name much more than the logo. Because when you're protecting trademarks and when you're protecting brands, the logos and the names are actually two separate and distinct things, even when the logos incorporate the words in a brand name. So I want to talk today briefly about protecting logos versus protecting a brand name. Protecting a logo can be very important when it is a creative and unique and original design that is used effectively to help promote a brand for a product or service. But the name is far more important. So when a client comes to me and they want to file one trademark application, I almost always recommend going with the name instead of the logo. And they'll often ask back, well, why can't we just file for the logo? Because it has the name in it and we'll get some protection that way as well. And the reason that it's better to file for just the name alone is that when you file what's called a standard character trademark application for just wording, just letters or numbers, it covers all designs, all fonts, all colors, all styles, all sizes, uppercase, lowercase, all kinds of variations like that. And so there's a lot more flexibility and therefore a lot more value in protecting the name alone as opposed to protecting a particular logo design. A particular logo design will only protect that exact design. And if the words are incorporated in that design, of course, that means that there's some protection for the words, but it's not quite the same as protecting the words by themselves. And the other reason that it's generally more valuable to protect the words by themselves is that logos can tend to evolve or change or be replaced over time much more frequently than brand names. And if you have a trademark registration for a logo and you're relying on that to protect the name as well, if the logo changes and you then can't renew or don't have that logo registered in the future, you're losing protection on the name as well, if you're relying on the logo registration to protect the name. So first priority is almost always to protect the name. If the logo is wonderful, we should file a separate application to protect the logo. And then when you get into filing the logo, you get into questions about color versus black and white. Generally, filing in black and white will be more valuable because it will cover all color designs and color variations. When you file in particular colors, you're only protecting technically those particular colors. Another related question that comes up regarding logo trademarks from time to time is about logo design services and whether the business that hired or paid a logo design service can still register the rights to the trademark for that logo. Do they own it, essentially? And the answer is generally yes, but it's important to check the contract language. But based on my experience, all of those major online logo design services give the owner both the copyright in the logo and the trademark rights in the logo so that the company that contracted to have the logo designed can claim ownership of it and go ahead and protect and register that logo. Of course, if they weren't obtaining that ownership, it would be far less valuable. And so that is an important thing to check before hiring anybody to design a logo, is to ensure that you're going to own the rights and ideally own the exclusive rights to that logo once it's designed. If you've got a wonderful logo, maybe you've been using it for 5 years, maybe you're just now having it designed to enhance your brand or to reimagine your brand or to launch a new brand, let's talk about whether we should protect your name and your logo or your logo or what the proper trademark protection steps are for your brand. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.